The Senate will be in order. Please take your conversations out of the well, out of the chamber. The senator deserves to be heard.
Part of my problem with the intelligence gathering our country is it's hard for me to have trust. It's hard for me to have trust in the people that we're giving great power to. They also insist that we won't be able to catch terrorists. They insist that the bulk collection allowed them to catch terrorists. But then it turned out when it was investigated that there was no unique data, there was no great discovery, there was no great breaking up of a terrorist ring. Bulk collection catch terrorist.
The camel spider waits in his boot. The night is hot and silent. In the tiger's bodies float. Saddam is in his hole. He is deep in his hole. In the dark, with the spiders. His mustache is thick and black with flecks of gray. His sons are dead. He is a hunted man. Defeated. Doomed. They are about to smoke him out. Smoke him out. To topple his statue.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Either you're with us, either you love freedom and with nations which embrace freedom, or you're with the enemy.
You're either with us or you're with the enemy. That's clear. I will continue to make that clear.
Hey everybody, it's Clay Pigeon. You're listening to The Dusty Show on WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey. How are you? I'm glad to be with you this evening. I went out and did some interviews, and I only got 4 or 5 of them. And I was feeling a little uptight, and it had been happening for the last couple of weeks. I don't know what it is. And now it's so late in the evening, 3:24 a.m., as I'm recording this, my voice is tired. Everyone in the house is sleeping. I'm keeping it down. But I wanted to tell you about a stroke of good fortune I had. As I was finishing up my interviews and heading home, I saw some albums leaning against a lamppost, 23rd Street and 7th Avenue. Albums must have been maybe 40 of them. I rifled through them quickly and selected 10 that I'll include in tonight's show. Lamppost songs, 10 of them. The Lamppost 10. The first of them is an old song from 1947. You might not even remember Buddy Clark. I had to test my memory, but he sang with Doris Day back then and Dinah Shore. Here's a nice one called I'll Dance at Your Wedding for all the June weddings coming up this month. Dusty Show.
Please, buddy, stop that dancing. We've got lots to do. We're being married tomorrow.
How well I know it.
You ought to be brushing up that new suit and new shoes instead of dancing around the room like a goon.
New suit, fine. New shoes, uh-uh.
How come no new shoes? Buddy, you wouldn't dare dance in those old ones.
I would. Hey, you just listen to me. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll have a wonderful time. I'll drink to your father. I'll drink to your mother, then I'll have another for old lang syne. I'll kiss all the ladies, the young and old, and then I'll have myself another drink, and I'll kiss them all again. I'm going to dance at your wedding. I won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding and mine?
What's your first name?
Hugo.
Hugo, a smokeless, what do they call that, an electronic cigarette?
Electronic cigarette, yeah, e-vape.
How long have you been smoking that?
2 years.
Is it made a difference? Does your lungs feel healthier?
Oh, yeah. I can run much more. I lost a lot of weight. Lost probably 30 pounds.
Do you miss holding a cigarette sometimes? Or do you occasionally smoke a regular?
I mean, I smoke a cigarette once a year. So I smoke 2 cigarettes in the past 2 years. So.
Does it taste harsh now when you smoke?
Oh, horrible, horrible, horrible. But this is horrible. I mean, this just has nicotine on it and the sucrose.
So. Do you hope to not smoke anything?
I hope so. Actually, I mean, I like it because it's social. It's something that you
that is true.
Friends. But now that I'm getting older and I have less time to meet friends, like I'm going less and less nicotine. So I started very high level. Now I'm 6. So I think in like 6 months I should be able to completely get away from it.
How old are you now?
25.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
What do you teach?
I teach Montessori, first grade to sixth grade.
What is that? We hear that word. What does it mean, Montessori?
Montessori means it's a holistic-based teaching approach where students learn at their own pace, and they learn with materials, by touching, sensorial, and students actually develop a much faster pace. It's very good. Kids are happy. They enjoy what they do. They enjoy work. They
and
enjoy
math. And you seem like you're happy in your job.
I think so. I think it's a reciprocal thing. If I'm happy, the students are happy, so I think, you know, that's very important to have a very happy life. Happy life. Happy life. Happy life.
Here's
happy
another life. One of the albums I found, Leaning Against the Lamppost. The Lamppost 10. This is number 2 from Carmen McRae. Didn't sound like I thought it would. 1974. Suit Sims playing some sax on this album. Bucky Pizzarelli, I think, is in there. This is from the Groove Merchant label, 1974. You and I, Carmen McRae.
Here we are, alone together, just you and I. God has made us fall in love, it's true. I've really found someone like you. Will it stay, the love you feel for me? Will it say that you will be by my side to see me through? Until my life is through. 'Cause in my mind, we can conquer the world. In love, you and I, you and I, you and I. Glad at least in my life I found someone who may not be here forever to see. but I found strength in you. I only pray that I have shown you a brighter day, because that's all that I'm living for, all that I'm living for, you see. Don't you worry what happens to me, 'cause in my mind you will be here always. In love, you and I, you and I, you
about the future of the country?
I think we have the resources to solve it. I don't think we're heading the right track, but
where are we going wrong?
I think our finance. I think we live in the now, but we don't think of what we do in the future. So our debt is very high. How are we going to manage that for the future of the kids? I think we need to consider what comes to taxes, what should be taxed, and what should we be spending money on.
Do you have a candidate that you like out there now for 2016?
You know what? I voted for both sides. I voted for Barack Obama before, but I lean right and left on a lot of issues. But I really like Carly Fiorina because
you
she's...
You do?
Sorry?
You do. I've heard her recently. Her name is being mentioned more often.
I think it is. I think you have to really put yourself in her shoes. And she has experience in business, what it makes sense. And really, she's refining the things, parameters of what is experience. When she's saying experience of meeting people, knowing the culture, or knowing what's the right thing coming up, and what to invest and what not. And that's why I like her.
I would eventually become the chief executive of the world's largest technology company, HP. And together with the great people of that great company, we would double the size of the business from $45 billion to $90 billion. We would triple its rate of innovation to 11 patents a day and go from a laggard to a leader in every product category and every market segment in which we competed.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Put yourself in another person's shoes. Be happy. And force a smile upon yourself. So I teach my students every day, force a smile, be gracious, say thank you. I think that can make a big difference in the world.
What music do you listen to?
I listen to Chilean folklore, Argentinian folklore, French folklore, you know, the radio.
What's your own background?
I'm Chilean.
Chilean. Wow, Santiago.
Yes, I'm from Santiago.
I'm trying to think of everything I know. Some horrible soccer tragedy in the mountains, a plane crash.
That's the rugby team of Chile and Paraguay, that's correct.
Yeah, it's a great country, long country.
Thank you. We just had the...
Andes, right?
Yeah, the Andes. We just had the incident of the miners. I think that shows that positivity, you know, the future of how people can resolve a tackle issue. And I think more people should be that.
This makeshift community at the gates of the San Jose mine overflows with shrines and signs honoring the miners trapped half a mile below the surface here. Today, we learned that those men have been told the sobering news that getting them out is not going to be easy or fast.
You're a young man.
As someone who kind of is interested in political goings-on, the name Allende comes to my mind. What was that all about?
I think Allende was someone that had the right intentions for the people, and he's a good person. I don't think he was well structured economically, so I think that was his downturn. But I can see why people like him.
Did people think the USA was involved in his assassination?
Yes, I think the entire country there thinks so, and you know, they're very much convinced about it.
Does that linger even all these years later as an attitude toward the United States?
I believe so, definitely. I mean, I'm very optimistic. I'm one of the futurelings. I love the United States to death, with passion. But most of my countrymen, they don't, just because of that reason. And they make polarities, right? What is left and right, what is wrong is right. And I think things like that, like low interventions, that still linger throughout several years.
You're a very thoughtful young person. It's nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All the best. I'll give you my card. I love finding these kind of records. This is London, a tour in stereo sound, the world's most exciting city on EMI from 1969. This is London, my friends.
This is London. From this spot, on the north bank of the River Thames at Westminster, our nation has been governed since the days of the Saxon kings, and as the mighty tones of Big Ben ring out over the roar of the traffic, we are standing by the magnificent buildings of the Houses of Parliament, which have come to symbolize the principles of democratic government to nations and peoples throughout the world. These buildings and their predecessors have witnessed the oratory of our greatest statesmen, Walpole and Pitt, Disraeli and Gladstone, and in more recent years, Sir Winston Churchill. What we have heard so far has shown the traditional pomp and pageantry of London, but there are other traditions of a much less ceremonious nature that have played an equally important part in our history. These, the tradition of free speech always deserves our respect, as it's a basic principle of our democracy. In Trafalgar Square, round the base of Nelson's Column, political groups of every persuasion are allowed to give expression to their views, if they can make themselves heard.
We will have, when I get in the House of Commons, I shall have a 90-hour week for every woman and a 5-day weekend for every man.
When the Tower of London was built 900 years ago, ravens nested in its stone walls. A legend has grown up that if these birds fly away, the tower will collapse and the British Empire will fall. To stop this happening, 6 ravens are kept here on government rations. Their eerie croaks echo through the tower grounds.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm just following you down the street. This weird guy comes up and wants to interview you.
I mean,
so
what's the weird guy's name, though?
Clay Pigeon, WFMU, Jersey City.
Pleasure to meet Clay Pigeon.
Have you been to Jersey City?
Yeah, go there occasionally.
What brings you to Jersey City when you go?
I do a little promotion on occasion. One time I went for a video shoot, too.
What kind of promotion? Are you an artist?
No, I do a lot of marketing and your brand strategy for you.
Wow, look at that.
Pushing right now.
What are they called? I got to stop for a second. Laser Loy.
Should tell your people about it. It's a great Israeli guitar.
Tell us about Laser Loy.
Great. It's an Israeli guitarist who is doing phenomenal work right now. House of Blues of Chicago love him. He's bringing a real different kind of sound to the whole situation, so making sure that he incorporates soul, gospel. And, I mean, it's something it's better checking out than me talking about it. So, if anything, drum on Monday night. This Monday coming up, you should check him out.
Laser Lloyd, Israel's king of blues rock.
Yeah, June 8th.
I'll look some up on the line and play a little bit.
Set my soul free. Set my soul free. Set my soul free. Set my soul free. He had a Facebook too, you can easily check him there. And I was checking some of the music out. I really appreciate what he's bringing to the table. You can tell when somebody puts their soul into the music, and he definitely puts his soul in it.
Were you sad when B.B. King died?
I was very sad. I'm hoping that some of the black publications actually make sure we good. They know better. The black star.
If you guys could have seen that, we were right in the middle of an intersection with cars coming straight at us. It's kind of fun, though.
Yeah, I mean, we got it right away. If, as long as you know the laws, they understand it. They're just trying to scare you to make you run across the street. You're a person. You have right as a citizen to cross the street. You have more right than the car trying to drive over you.
What's your dream for the future, man?
My dream for the future is I want to be a celebrated host that represents urban culture in all capacities, whether it's fashion, the music, or it be in media like TV and stuff like that. Because I appreciate when it's the quality of it versus the quantity, you know?
Who do you admire that's already doing that?
Who's already doing that? I admire DJ BLO, Scoop. L Bugs is a great crowd motivator. I'd say like, and my guy, my big homie. I can't forget the big homie.
You forgot?
Yeah, I did. Too much weed. Sorry. Had a like nice little L earlier. Here we go. Low key. Sorry.
I've always loved Arthur. Prysock Elvis named Arthur as one of his favorite singers. Here's Arthur Prysock, the third of our Lamppost 10, with Let's Start All Over. Again on the Dusty Show. I'm glad you're out there listening.
You're standing right there. All packed and prepared to say come and sit down a while. Consider our child. Who's wrong or who's right? Does it matter tonight?
All rounds. I just more interested in the urban culture because that's what I've grown up to love, and I found that sometimes when you try to stretch yourself out, sometimes you stretch yourself out too thin. So I want to make I make a name.
I'm from like rural Iowa. Have you ever been out in the country like
hell
that?
Hell yeah. I've been out to actually, I don't know if this is part of no, I'm sorry, not Iowa. I've been out to Ohio.
Yeah.
And I went to Ohio, to Dayton. I enjoyed Columbus. There's a couple of cool spots out there. I don't like that everywhere out of New York closes at 4, though. That's my thing.
Closes down too early?
Oh, yeah. So they close at 2. I'm used to a 4 o'clock closing, you know?
It's pretty out there,
though. Yeah.
I'll let you go, man.
Hey, thank you so much. And you take care and keep doing your thing, man.
What's your message of peace and love?
Hey, peace and love to everybody. It's always good to just spread that good loving.
Thank you, man.
I hope you're enjoying the program so far. It was cool here in New York this week. It's been cool the first couple of days of June. Almost shocking. It felt like late March, early April, but it's starting to warm up, and it'll come, the warmth of the summer. Months ahead, maybe it's already hot where you are. This is Hot from the Tubes. the fourth of our Lamppost 10, the Now album from 1977. I mixed a couple together here, The Tubes with Smoke and You're No Fun on The Dusty Show.
Ask her for a dance, I think not. Does she want to talk? I doubt it. Guys and dolls are out trying to score. They smoke and talk and laugh and drink some more. Do they do it or don't they do it? You'll find out. Will you take one home with you when the night is up? Satisfy that urge for fun. Then brush your teeth and grab a taxi home. And it's a drag. It's a drag. I just found out the other day. It's a drag. Cloud of smoke, I see you. Some signals cross the room as I watch you. Rings and puffs and streams of words I see. In a mentholated dream, what can it mean? Do you need a light? I wonder. Do you even smoke? Should I offer? If I were you, I'd try to get away. Your life is smoke and the world is my ashtray. It's a drag. Need a cigarette, light up and take a big drag.
Jersey City.
I do,
yes. What's your first name?
Victor.
Do you love Jersey City? Or
I'm leaving.
You are?
I can't stand it. Yeah.
How long have you been there?
9 years, and it was good for a while, but it's gotten horrible. Yeah.
Was it an alternative 9 years ago to Manhattan? Like
definitely.
A less expensive
I came from Manhattan, yeah. It was less expensive. It was quiet. There was space. And that's...
Where to next? Where do you
go? Westchester, believe it or not.
Westchester.
Space. I want some space.
Do you need money to live up there, though?
Not the way I'm doing it, you don't. No, I've got a really cheap place, actually, believe it or not.
It moves around, doesn't it?
It does. It just depends on where you are, so.
Mm-hmm.
I actually initially intended to talk to you about the Patriot Act and how you feel about that. Do we need all that type of security?
I don't think so personally, but I don't know how much I have to say about that right now, honestly. It's just so complicated that I can't really give you my full opinion.
You don't
want to
wrap your mind around it?
You know.
Obama! Cha-cha-cha! Obama! Cha-cha-cha!
Have you been pleased with the job the president's done?
I think that it's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate that he's been stuck with people who don't want to work with him. And I think we'll never know what could have been done if there'd been more cooperation. I think it's unfortunate that people judge him without that in mind.
Do you think the media has a big hand in dividing us into camps? Or any kind of...
No, I think we do a pretty good job of that on our own.
Is it just human nature, though? Sometimes you see an old political clip and it seems like the same old fighting was going on.
I think, you know, outside of big cities, people just like to believe what they grew up with, really, and they never really get beyond that. And the unfortunate thing, I think, is that people just don't think for themselves enough, regardless of which side they end up falling on.
We just parrot?
Yeah, a lot of people do, I think.
Hello? What do you say? What? Okay. Oh, the bird.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Oh, God. What does that mean? No, not especially, no.
In a financial sense?
That's the main thing.
I think that the
division in wealth just keeps getting more and more out of control, and I don't know how that's going to be reversed at this point.
It happened before, right, in the 20s?
You know, one really crazy thing going back to the partisanship is that middle-class people think that they should be Republicans. This is crazy to me. You know, like a fundamental tenet of Republicanism is, you know, this idea that spreading the wealth around is bad for the economy, which has been proven to be false. But they continue to believe that, I think a lot of it has to do with their alignment with certain social issues, but to have this sort of major blind spot about the economic issues is very troubling, and I don't see it changing.
Do you still love America?
I love America, absolutely.
Do you still feel anything when they run the flag up the pole?
Oh, well, you know, yeah, sure.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners, man? You're a thoughtful guy. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Well, thank you. My message of peace and love is every minute of every day. It's not a grand act. It's all the small things you do every day. Put good stuff out there and everything will get better for everyone.
And what's your sign?
A Libra.
Libra.
Yeah.
Do you have a hard time making up your mind about things? Do people come to you to solve their arguments
people
or pick
do,
a side?
People do. I don't know much about that stuff, but I hear I'm quite the Libra, so.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Bobby Brown with the death of Whitney Houston and Bobby Christina in bad shape. It's easy to look down at Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
He was kicked out of the New Edition back in the day, and he responded with this song called Girlfriend. Took it right to number one on the R&B charts for 2 weeks. This is back in 86. What were you doing?
I remember the very first time you the picture of love in my heart. You and me, girl, holding hands. Please be my lady. Won't you
buddy. I looked and it was DJ Wiggle.
It's me again.
I haven't seen you for a while.
I know. I've been taking care of myself, getting things right.
Why are you always here at Penn Station? Is that your hangout?
Yeah, this is my hangout.
I can hear. I don't know what is. There's something about it, isn't it?
It's something about
it's
Penn
crazy.
Station. It's kind of crazy.
People from all walks of life. Tourists, business people.
Everybody, man. So what's the word for today? What can I send out today?
The word is DJ Wiggles. What have you been up to, man?
Just trying to be right, you know?
How old are you, DJ Wiggles?
40 now.
40?
40.
How did that feel?
How do it feel?
How did it feel when you turned 40? Honestly.
I still feel the same. I don't really feel old. I learned a lot. I got a little bit more wiser. Shout out to my mother, Miss Lillian Lee, you know, rest in peace. Everything that lady said, it ended up to be right. Every word she said, it ended up to be the right.
Is she still alive?
No, she passed away.
How long ago?
1998, January 14th, after my birthday.
Yeah, I believe my dad passed away that year. Bad. It's hard without him, isn't it?
Yeah, especially being the only...
Are you close to your mom?
Yeah, I'm the only child. It was just me and her. And now that she died and I got to fend for myself, it's really hard.
Was your dad around?
Yeah, my dad was around, but he died in 84.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
died he, young.
Right, yeah. So when mommy passed away, I was 23 years old at the time.
You got any cousins or anything?
Yeah, but they all...
Aunts, uncles?
It's really just me, because they passed on, too. Because I was adopted. She adopted me.
Do you have any kids?
No. Uh-uh.
You want to have some?
Yeah, but the women out here are bad.
Why are they bad?
I had two abortions in my lifetime by two women. They told me they was pregnant, and I said, okay, let's have the child. And when I saw them again, they told me that they got an abortion.
And that hurt you?
Yeah, I don't trust women anymore. I say to my friends, I will never get married. If I do get married, she would have to be rich. Why do I say that? I'll clarify that. Because when a woman is rich, or anybody is rich, of the opposite sex, it's better. They don't always have their hand out. They got what they want already. So if a man or a woman or a woman or a man, you meet up or link up with someone that's rich, that should be good. Now you don't have to worry about that person asking you for anything. Like regular society people, they always have their hand out. Oh, can you give me this? Oh, can you give me that? I would like to get my hair, my nails done. I mean, you meet a lady that have a lot of money. The man don't have to worry about going through that problem. All he has to do is keep his money for when she...
It's live, DJ Wiggle.
The Amaranth.
We should laugh. Somebody's in trouble. That was an example. You get kind of numb to it around here, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I mean, I made a joke out of it. Now I feel bad. An ambulance. Somebody's... It looked like it stopped right here.
But whatever it is, people do it to themselves. I mean, you don't, nobody put a gun to your head and make you want to be a junkie. You have to do that, do that, do that, do that, do that, do that.
Lamppost 10, 10 of them just leaning against a lamppost. I rifled through them and picked out the good ones for you. This is the best of Washington humor. That's what this album's called, the best of Washington humor. It's funny.
A master of Native American humor is Brooks Hayes of Arkansas, special assistant to the president and former representative in Congress. Here is Mr. Hayes before the Pennsylvania Political Science and Public Administration Association.
I always feel at home with the teachers of government. Although I'm not an expert in this field, I am a practitioner. I'm not afraid of experts. I was sitting by a couple in Washington at a dinner party one night when the man who had just met the lady said to her, and you're Mrs. Post? And she said, yes. Mrs. Emily Post? And she said, yes. Well, Mrs. Post, you're eating my salad.
Gentlemen, if my voice trembles a little at this historic moment, I'm sure you'll understand. It takes my breath away, even though I feel the White House is now ready for me since Jacqueline remodeled it in an 18th century decor.
Like members of Congress, I have been during the last few days over the Easter holiday back in touch with my constituents and seeing how they felt. And frankly, I've come back to Washington from Palm Beach, and I'm against my entire program.
But in this election year in particular, I have to be careful. There is a difference, you know. I remember one year when one of our colleagues had been through the South, and when he got back, he confronted an Alabama member with this comment, said, Bill, you're in trouble. I've been in your district, and Henry Wilson's announced against you. Well, he said, I'm not surprised. I know that fellow. He's a thief and a crook and a liar. He's the kind of man that would run against me. Well, he said, I've got more bad news. Said, George Johnson's going to announce against you tomorrow. Well, he said, he's the same type of individual. He's a thoroughly evil person. He's lucky to be out of the penitentiary. And then he said, look, I'm just kidding you. I saw them both. They're for you and sent you their regards. It produced this comment. Well, see what you've made me do. I've said some ugly things about two of the sweetest, finest men I've ever known.
I know homelessness is, let's get on the issue of homelessness, because I was there. I tell people I was tired of sleeping on the New York City subway trains. I was tired of people not wanting to sit next to me. So you know what I did? I got myself out of it.
Did you go to college?
No, I didn't get a chance to go to college.
Did you finish high school?
I finished high school, yeah. I did do that, yeah.
And you're not smart. You seem smart to me.
Oh, I'm smart. I'm just not working at the time. You know, it's really hard in New York City to get a job, but...
What do you want to do, man? What's your dream?
To still play music.
Play music?
Yeah, because that's where the money's at.
What do you spin, man?
Hip-hop and R&B.
Do you work with CDs or records?
It's the computer that rocks.
Is it now?
Yeah.
No more old turntables?
No more of the turntables. It's called a Serato.
What's that?
Serato is, the computer. You hook the computer up and you have your songs downloaded and everything is hooked. Is into the computer right now, and it's called a Serato.
Do you like computers?
When it comes down to the music, I think it's a lot more easier. Like my friends on Hot 97, Funkmaster Flex, he's my number one idol because I've been listening to that guy when I was a kid from way back. But it started out with my boy, DJ Chuck Chillout. He's like a father to me, you know?
You know what I was checking out the other day, man? It sounded good to me again.
What was that?
The Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah, the Funky Cold Medina. That's, who? Tone Loke. He's also a good artist, but...
I heard he swallowed some weird, like, drain cleaner when he was a kid or something. They gave him that hoarse voice of his.
I heard something like that. I heard.
The dusty show rolls on into June, the summer months ahead. And I'm glad that we'll be sharing some of that summer fun together. Clay Pigeon with you on the dusty show, your old pal. And I'm glad to know you're out there. Say, won't you drop me an email, dusty@wfmu.org? I'd love to hear from you. Always brightens my day to know you're out there. What do we have next from the Lamp Post 10? I'd never heard of the Pair. That's what they call themselves. What are their names? Carl Craig on vocals. Marcus Hemphill on the upright bass. This goes back to 1965. Recorded at the Ice House in Pasadena. The pair sing Beatles.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get on to you, I find the things that you do, you make me feel okay. And when I'm home, everything seems to be right. And when I'm gone, I feel you holding me tight. Oh, 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 oh. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get on to you, I find the things that you do, you make me feel okay. You make me feel okay. You know I feel alright. And when I'm home, everything seems to be right. And when I'm it's been a hard day's night, and we've been working like some dogs, y'all. It's been a hard day's night, he should be sleeping like a log. But when we play it for you, we find the things that you do, you make us feel okay. You know I feel alright. You know I feel alright. Come on, make Marcus feel alright.
I gotta go, DJ Wiggles, man. Okay. You know, we've been going on and on here. You're an interesting cat. What do you want to have said before I get away from you? What's been on your mind, man? You're a thoughtful guy.
Just wish the economy would get better. People need to stop killing one another. It's BS, you know? It's crazy. Shout out to my boy French Montana, the BX, represent.
Music makes you happy, doesn't it?
I love the music. I love the artists that come out with the music. It makes a lot of sense, you know? A lot of people don't like the R&B and hip-hop, but I love it. It makes a lot of sense. And I vote for all the rappers. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. French Montana, Lil Wayne, all of these artists. Puff Daddy, 50 Cent.
Amongst the lamppost 10, I found a popular album, the most popular album by Pablo Cruz. This was their fourth record, by far the best selling. Goes back to 78, Worlds Away. Here's the title track on the Dusty Show, Lamppost 10. We're getting near the end, number 9, number 9, number 9.
truck approaches down 7th Avenue, it'll pass us here in a few seconds. Doppler. Here comes another fire truck. Doppler effect. Double Doppler. What's your first name?
Bill.
Bill, they just, they've been messing with that Patriot Act. What do you think about all that? Do we need that kind of security?
We need some security, but I think that the phone records is something that we didn't need to have secured.
The mass collection?
I don't agree with the mass collection.
Why are they doing it? They tell us it's for terrorism.
I believe their motives are good. I just think they're overextending.
Is it kind of a give them an inch and they'll take a mile thing, do you think?
I didn't hear what you said.
Too loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. You'll have to move back into the promenade room, and we'll be taking you down by the scenic elevator. Now, these express elevators can be activated by fire, and with the probability of short circuits, the cars might stop on the floor where the fire is. So please, we'll use the scenic elevators over there.
For God's sake, get out of there!
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners, man?
Love everyone and be tolerant and give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
Where are you from? What's your hometown?
New York.
Born and raised? Right here in Manhattan? You never lived anywhere else?
I lived upstate when I went to school, but other than that...
Is the subway rumbling underneath, music to your ears and these sirens?
I'm so inured to it. It's ever all I've ever known.
Thanks for your time, man.
Farewell.
I didn't remember Tina... Fabrique from 1984. It's New York music produced by John Morales, mixed by Sergio Moonzabai, I think he's called. Maybe Fabio knows him. This is Tina Fabrique, Alive with Love. She was back in 84.
'Cause I am alive with love. We'll be right back.
Pigeon with you. Dusty Show. Tina Fabrique.
Hardy's coming up next with Miracle Nutrition. The whole TNP follows. It's going to be a great night. And then Friday and the weekend, it's so much fun. I wait, you just keep tuning in to WFMU on the radio, online, get some podcasts, but enjoy us as we enjoy you and your listenership. Don't forget to join me next Thursday night at 6. Until then, everybody, Clay Pigeon saying take care. And always remember, 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 remember.
Yes, I can make you feel love. I can make you feel love. Yes, I can.
Whoa. I can make you see me. I can make you want me. I can make you know that I want you.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Hardy White is next with Miracle Nutrition and the whole TNP follows. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Dusty Show, you guys. I'll catch you next time. Be here next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for another edition of The Dusty Show. Until then, take care. And always remember.
Hey, Hardy, you late today?
I might be a little late, Stinky.
Yeah, you usually get here a little earlier. Don't suppose you have time to buy a copy of Omni?
No, probably not today. I am running late.
New copy's out. Think you're gonna like it?
That's not possible, but thank you anyway. No, I'm running a little late. I gotta get in there. I'll talk to you later.
In the future, there'll be computers the size of your hand.
Oh, Stinky. Man, I am late. I gotta speed it up a little.
Oh, Mr. Hardy, you're late.
Oh, Linda, I know, I know.
Everyone's looking for you. Have a million calls.
Oh, I know. I lost track of time. I was trying to get my cheese stick recipe to come out as little cookies, little cheese cookies. Oh, what time is it? How late am I?
5 minutes late. Lou is having a fit.
Is Mr. Specialer than thou and I here yet? There you are. Where you been?
I'm trying to make my own Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its? Well, I'm overjoyed to meet you face to face. You are all we talk about because you're late. Hurry up and get your headphones on.
Ow.
I'm playing a novelty song about Geraldine Ferraro to stall, but I think it's a little dated. So hurry up and think of something to say. We're going on in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Wait.
What?
I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say? You're Hardy White. You always know what to say. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Wait.
Don't interrupt.
I have to interrupt. I don't know what to say. I don't know what... I usually have an idea. But, you know, sometimes I feel like maybe I don't have anything to say. Maybe who am I, indeed, that I would... Dean... Is it Dean?
No, come on. It's 5, 4, 3.
What is it? No, I'd be so presumptuous. Not Dean. That means to, like, stoop. I mean, like, to be... To presume that I would have something to say to people.
Something to say to people. In 5, 4, 3.
No, wait. Now, hang on. I'm just... Think about it for a minute. I mean, who am I? I'm not a doctor or a lawyer or a psychologist or a medium. I'm not a medium who speaks to the dead. I'm not... I'm not a lawyer?
You said lawyer in 5, 2.
I'm not a notary public. I'm not any kind of thing. I'm not a religious figure. I'm not an expert scientist. I'm not a writer. I'm not a poet. I'm not a grocer. I'm not somebody who has retail experience or can tell you how to invest in the future so that when you retire, you'll be able to still travel to places like the Isle of Minnesota. I don't know. I couldn't think of one. But, you know, like an island and have short pants and long friends. That doesn't make any sense. But, you know, opposites like that. Have a cold drink and a hot drink, if you want, spanning the spectrum like that.
Yeah, and you can do all that in 5, 4, 3, 2.
But, wait.
Oh, you're killing me here. We got a show to do, man. Why you have all this self-doubt now? Have it during the week. Then when we go to do the show, just pretend that you can do it. You don't have to really think it. It's all an illusion, man. Just do whatever, and then tell people it was great. It doesn't have to be, gold all the time. People don't need gold toasters. Do they? They just need a toaster.
Yeah, but the toaster's got to work.
Not necessarily. It's got to sit there between a big canister of flour and the toaster oven, which also doesn't work. And they balance out some kind of strange redundancy. You don't end up not using either one of them.
Yeah, unless you want some toast.
And I want some toast, the audio version, in 5, 4, 3. Are you going to interrupt me?
Yes, I am. And I'll tell you why. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to exasperate you. It's just that, and I take it very seriously, that people would lend me their time and their ears and their questions even. You know, people ask me questions, say, Hardy, what should I do? And I have to think for a long time. And sometimes I forget to think. And I just speak because I think maybe I already know. You know, it's like I pick up the guitar and I can just play poorly. But I can play something. I play the same thing all the time. But then I pick up the trumpet and I go to play something and I can't even play poorly. Well, some would say, yes, you can play poorly. But I'm not even there. I don't even think I'm there. Yet, I have a minimum standard for poor playing. What you're hearing, to me, I would classify as abysmal or not playing at all or not doing it at all. There's also, all art has that. No one thinks about that. They say there's a grade system, A to F. But there's subgrades. There's subtleties of failing that you don't always see. In the arts, you can't go, that's not good. And then, we have all this music we think is not good, or all this visual art that we think is not good. But some of it is the best not good, and some of it's the worst not good. Oh, it's just like a diminishing ever, it's like fractals. You go into any group of thing, and all of a sudden, you're going to find a better or worse. Not the comic strip, but you might find it. Who knows what you find in old fractals. I go into some alternate realities, and the interesting old magazines I find, like those copies of Omni that I sold to Stinky that he now sells in the newsstand outside of the station. I did that, and I feel responsible because I knew they were old and dated and everything, and I just, every year, I go in the time machine and get them another month's worth, you know, every year. Yes, that's how it works. I have a calendar I keep in my head. And it's wrong. It's often wrong. It's totally wrong. And it has extra months. And so it got off a long time ago. It's like two unsynchronized turn signals. You ever been sitting in line at going turn? You have a turn signal on. The car in front of you has its turn signal on. And they go out of sync. And then you realize that the car in front of you is sort of fading and turning blue. And you go, oh, no, everything's going out of sync. And I'm now going into an alternate universe or reality, a bubble land, sort of a bubble place, and then there's knocking on the window, and it's the police, because you haven't, it's simply an illusion of being wasted. So, I was here all along. Isn't that interesting? Oh, my friends, I hope that your mind is sound. They are such fragile things, minds.
Are you doing the show?
I believe I feel like I am now.
I didn't catch you in.
Go ahead and count me in.
In 5, 4, 3, 2. You're supposed to go.
Oh, I didn't hear one.
You don't say one. One is silent. It's implied. One is it's a silent letter, like in French.
What's the silent?